Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll be joined in just a moment by someone who kind of lives in both worlds for a period of time, the football world and the basketball world, though primarily once he dives in headfirst into the basketball, which everyone will turn their focus to in the not-too-distant future, there's no one better to talk to. From the Philly Voice, formerly of WIP, Kyle Newbeck joins us. Good morning there, Kyle.
Good morning, John. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing all right. You know, we're kind of reliving what happened on Sunday and trying to look forward for something positive with the Sixers. But let's start with some football. Kyle, you always tell it the way that it is. Nick Sirianni, looking back at Sunday and the loss to Tampa Bay, after the run game was halted in really the opening drive, it certainly appeared like he didn't know what to do in terms of play calling the rest of the way. He seemed like he improvised it. Was the moment too big for him?
Maybe. You know, I don't necessarily want to say that. I think the thing that stood out the most to me is how far the Eagles have to go in terms of a roster perspective to be able to play with a team like Tampa in a big playoff moment like that. Like, they just, there were holes all over the field on both sides of the ball. And I think you saw anytime the Eagles tried to run to the outside, the speed
that Tampa had
was just absolutely overwhelming.
Deadly.
To the point that they could not, the something that should be and was the Eagles' strength all year, the run game, did not look like one. And it just looked like they were two teams on entirely different levels from the very start of the game right down to the end.
Well, Kyle, let's hypothetical here. Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie give you a call, and they say, Kyle, we love your work. You have a great eye for talent evaluation. What advice would you give them on what to do with Jalen Hurts?
Honestly, and I thought he was terrible, and I think I've been critical of him all year. I still think the most prudent move right now, unless you can make a trade that you're getting the real value on somebody that's going to be able to immediately step in and start, I think the best thing they could do is probably just let him start another year and focus on plugging all the holes everywhere else, using these three first-round picks that they have to get the best players available wherever those positions might get filled. Because even if they were able to get like a Russell Wilson type, I know that's a name that Eagles fans have speculated on for a while now, I don't think they have the talent everywhere else that a ready-made, even franchise-type quarterback is going to push this team to be able to be a contender next year. Now, maybe that's wrong, but I just feel like a little bit of patience is probably warranted. I also know, based on what the draft experts have said and written for the last however many months, that this is not a quarterback-rich draft either. So, you know, I think one move actually, you know, I don't know if this is controversial or not, maybe they should trade one of these first-round picks they have for a 2023 pick so that you got a couple first-round picks the next year. And then if that is a QB-rich draft, then you have a couple assets to move up, move around, and potentially go get the guy that you want.
Interesting. All right, I got to move over to basketball because tonight you will be at the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers host the Magic. 7 of their next 8 games will be in South Philadelphia. Kyle, this may sound like an odd question, but I think you'll completely relate to it. They're 7 games above 500, but it certainly seems at times, Kyle, they're a tough watch.
Yeah, listen, at their worst, they are definitely tough to watch. I think weirdly enough, similar to the Eagles, their lack of team speed is kind of jarring when they play certain teams. I think they're a nice one. And I think some of this is just the fact that they run the offense through Tobias Harris for long stretches of the game where he bogs the offense down and it's a lot of dribble, 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 going to nowhere. They don't have, you know, where they really miss Ben Simmons, and, you know, we'll get to him in a second, I'm sure, is he changed the pace for them. And there were stretches of games where, you know, they get a stop and he would just tear down the floor and they're not waiting for Joel Embiid to try to create something out of nothing for them. And while I think Joel has done a really admirable job for a center of being a fast break player this year, you know, he's running the floor more. He's actually the guy basically playing jumbo point guard at times. They still lack the pace everywhere else. So that's where I think it all starts. And then, you know, as we saw in the Monday matinee the other day, there are times when their defense is just awful. And Joel can cover that up from time to time, but they just have too many holes on that roster defensively right now. So it's only so much the big guy can do and so much Matisse Thybulle can do when he's healthy and in the lineup.
So there's a report, Kyle, out of The Athletic, came out, I believe it was yesterday, that the Kings are interested in Ben Simmons. Okay, well, there's a couple teams reportedly interested in Ben Simmons. But Sacramento is also interested in Tobias Harris in a potential package deal. Before I even discuss the notion of what they could possibly offer in return, would that interest Kyle Newbeck?
It sort of depends to me, John. Like, I do think that moving Tobias Harris is a much lower priority. And I'm in the camp that if you're going to move Tobias, that's something that you're almost better off doing in the summer or at a later date when you know you have a free agent lined up that you need the money for. Because, like, let's say they do move Ben and Tobias at the same time. Mm-hmm. And let's just be generous, too, and say that Tobias's inclusion in such a deal doesn't impact the return value they're getting back.
Okay.
If part of the reason you're doing it is to clear cap space to try to get a free agent like a, you know, potentially a James Harden, I know that's the rumor that's been out there a little bit. I just don't know that you move the money now when you can do it later, not knowing that you're definitely going to sign somebody, because then you're in a position where you're just going to have a hole in the roster and in the cap sheet. And that's a position where if you can't get a star or get the guy that you want, sometimes you end up paying more for somebody that is maybe not at that level. That's sort of why Tobias Harris got the deal he got in the first place. But, you know, if the deal is right, if you're getting the right combination of short-term help and long-term upside, then, yeah, certainly I could see a package that's appealing where you move both those guys at once.
Well, I mean, I guess, Kyle, this leads to maybe a bigger question. I mean, let's say Sacramento is offering, you know, just salary matches essentially, but it's really nobody of true value that can be a difference maker. But you're shedding in totality $354 million worth of contract from two players. In the same breath, though, if you sit on these players at the deadline and get, you know, some minor improvement that does nothing, aren't you in either case punting on the season?
Yeah, but I'm of the opinion, John, that I don't know that unless they get a star at the deadline, I don't see a trade being that consequential for them regardless. I think that the profile of deal that is available to them right now, or at least that's been reported to be available to them right now, are guys who are good players who it would add depth. Like, for example, you brought up Sacramento. We're talking about people like Tyrese Halliburton might be a headliner there, and then maybe some depth pieces like Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes. I think certainly the Sixers would be a better basketball team if you make a deal that looks like that, that those three guys are coming back. But I don't think you can build a contender when you're acquiring three of your primary rotation guys at the deadline. Like, you just don't see teams acquire several pieces that are going to be either starter types or essential rotation players, and all of a sudden they make the leap from a middle-of-the-pack team to, hey, this is a team that's going to be able to compete for a title. So I think this year it has been punted already with this having gotten to this point. I don't know if that's a controversial take, but I can definitely understand the people who see Joel Embiid going out there every night, scoring 30 points a night for basically a month and a half now, and thinking that that guy just needs a little bit more help.
Yeah, it's a shame. A final question I have for you, Kyle. This rumor has been out there for about a week now that James Harden has realized he's unhappy in Brooklyn and would have no problem moving on from Brooklyn at any point in time. He's got 1 year left on his deal at $47 million, 33 years of age. I'm sure wherever he ends up, he's going to want to sign, you know, another 4 to 5 year deal. We've heard the Sixers are interested. I don't know if that is conjured up by Daryl Morey or somebody else is reporting it. Kyle, would you have any interest in James Harden?
I would, but I would definitely be a little bit wary of him. And James Harden sort of highlights the predicament the Sixers are in. Like, the type of star that I think they'd be able to get back for Ben Simmons is going to be a flawed one, or someone where you have to live with some sort of warts to be able to get that upside. I think the big thing that concerns you with James Harden, and he has rallied and played really well, putting up good numbers after a tough start to the year, that he is going to be older when you give him that contract. And he's never has a reputation of guys like, you know, let's say a LeBron James, let's say a Chris Paul, who went vegan to, you know, change his lifestyle and put himself in the best position to extend his career. James Harden is not exactly notorious for great off the court habits. He's no more for, you know,
no.
He likes to party as hard as he produces on the court. So that's not somebody that typically ages well, like that sort of guy. Even, you know, we debated when Jimmy Butler was approaching the time when the Sixers could have re-signed him, there were no concerns about Jimmy Butler, the worker, right? Like, he's a workout maniac, and the concerns were more the attitude stuff and also just the tread on his tires, because he played under Tom Thibodeau and had a lot of mileage on him. I would be a little bit wary of giving James Harden the extension that he's going to want, but at the end of the day, I think him and Joel Embiid could combine to be the sort of duo that would win a title together. So if they could get one of those in the short term, you know, the banners hang forever.
That's right. Kyle Newbeck, if you're doing anything tonight and you want to know about the Sixers and what's going on in the game, or really the rest of the season, you should be following Kyle Newbeck on Twitter. Links to his latest stories, latest Sixers news, and some thoughts on everything else in between, at Kyle Newbeck. Kyle, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Kyle Newbeck, nice enough to join us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.